Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to a podcast where we talk about things that we don't really know about.
I'm curious if this is going to go anywhere. Probably will be like anything else that we've made. We enjoy it.
Yeah, for our own entertainment. Maybe if we have a podcast, we can call it that.
That's appropriate.
Very selfish.
Very selfish with Matthias and Dylan. Okay, basic premise. Neither of us have seen Rocky.
Yes, and now we're going to try and describe the plot of Rocky from two people that have never seen it.
I know, like, the ending of one of them, but that's about it.
I don't know anything other than, isn't Mr. T in one of them?
Yes, he's Apollo.
Okay.
Creed, I think. I think Apollo Creed. And then there's the guy who's Russian who was born on my birthday, but that's Apollo, or that's Rocky 2, I'm pretty sure. Rocky 3? I don't know. Anyway, well, Rocky 1.
Rocky
I don't
more.
Know what his motivation is.
Okay, I think I'm going to take a guess at the first part.
Open scene.
Open scene. Back streets of Philadelphia. Rocky is singing doo-wop around a burning oil can with some of his friends.
I'm going to jump in here and say no doo-wop is involved.
No, I'm pretty sure that doo-wop is involved. And they all have on leather jackets, and they're all snapping. And then this truck pulls up. And this guy gets out. He's a real greaser type. And he goes, "Hey, you." And Rocky's like, "Oh, me, man? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, you. I just want to beat you up." And then Rocky's like, "Well, I got to learn to fight because I'm kind of scrawny." And then
no,
he
that's not,
gets you're, real muscly.
You're just completely conjecture. You're just making it up to be funny, but
no,
I'm curious.
You, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know
I,
that
I
he's
heard.
Not a doo-wop group.
Oh, I heard.
And a guy
no.
doesn't come up and
no,
say,
okay.
"You."
Here's
hey,
something.
You.
Here's something I heard. I heard in an interview with Daryl Hall, who grew up in Philadelphia, that in and then the interviewer asked him, "Is that part in Rocky where Sylvester Stallone sings Motown songs?" Real, and I just substituted Motown for doo-wop. So let's say he's singing a Motown song around a burning oil can, because I know at some point in one of the Rocky movies, Sylvester Stallone is singing around an oil can, and I can't think of a better opening to a movie than Sylvester Stallone in an oil can.
What I see as the opening is that, like, he's in a fight or he's in the butcher shop. I know that there's a butcher shop. I don't know if he owns it. Or, like, it's a family thing, or he works there, and he's like, "I'm Donald Michael, could you be this great boxer?" But that's the premise of the sixth one. Is that, like, he's... They do a... Anyway. Okay, how I think it starts off is either at a boxing ring, he's boxing, or, like, something... I don't know. And then... I know there's a line, "Maria!" But I don't...
Is that towards the beginning or
no,
the
end? No,
that's
the end. I think. I'm pretty sure. Because that's like a famous scene that wouldn't be at the beginning. That's stupid. Except Indiana Jones has a famous starting scene. Anyway, okay. So, he has to save his butcher shop.
Okay, so that's his
my
motivation.
Idea, his motivation.
Okay, so mine is that he's
I've never
not...
thought about like what the purpose of Rocky is. I just know that he boxes and... That in the end of the first one, he loses, but it doesn't matter because he fought his best.
Here's
That's
I
also
think,
the end of the sixth one.
I can think of three scenarios for the beginning of Rocky. Number one.
You already said doo-wop.
Well, no, number, that's not the real premise. The premise of that
number
is
two.
That he's singing, and then someone's like, "I'm going to beat you up." And he says, "I need to get in shape."
That's an actual line in Rocky.
Yes.
"I need to get in shape."
I'm not gonna shame, man. The second scenario is what
it's the
you
worst
said.
Dialogue ever.
The second scenario is what you said, and my third scenario is that he's down on his luck. He's already had a boxing career at the
That's
beginning
Cinderella
of Rocky.
Man.
Okay. Okay, I never saw Cinderella Man. Is Cinderella Man
the, one,
the one
with
Russell Mickey
Crowe.
Rourke?
That's the wrestler.
Okay.
Cinderella Man is with Russell Crowe.
And Hilary Swank? No, that's Million Dollar Baby.
I want to see a movie where Hilary Swank fights Russell Crowe. And then it comes down to that doo-wop thing you were talking about.
Okay, so where? Which one are we choosing?
I'm going with the butcher shop. I'm not saying a guy just gets out of the van and says, "Hey, you. What, me?"
Okay, so wait, he's been pounding meat in the butcher shop, and he's like, I could do this as a career.
No, there's some, what draws him in is either that he's already a boxer.
Or that he needs money.
He might need money. We said he's going to save the butcher shop.
by boxing?
And they're the owner of either that or the gym, or like his uncle is that old guy who is like, you gotta eat lightning and crap thunder.
This is another problem I'm having right now, is that I'm getting it mixed up with Super Punch-Out, the Super Nintendo game.
Where you fight like the hippo guy?
Where your trainer has Mike Tyson.
You're not good at this.
No, I think that's what's making this great, though, is that we are so off base about what Rocky is about.
At least I know what other things are. I can separate one from the other. Dun, 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 dun. That's Rocky.
So you at least know what things are, is what you're saying.
I know that I can name other boxing movies, and I know characteristics of them. When did Rocky come out? It was either
77?
Yeah, I think it was the Talking Heads year. Same time as CBGB's.
There was a big tie-in there.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot more about music than I do about Rocky. CBGB's is country bluegrass blues, and it started out like the guy he wasn't looking for punk bands or post-punk bands.
But that's what he got.
Just because he was like, okay, you guys can play here. And that's exactly how Rocky got into it. Okay, so let's say
that he's saving his butcher shop.
We're gonna stick with that. Uh-huh. But that doesn't make sense, because I don't know. Anyway, and there's something with Apollo Creed, which is Mr. T.
Yes.
Unless that's Rocky 2, but I'm pretty sure it's Rocky 1.
Okay, so Mr. T is taunting Rocky. Something. At his butcher shop, like, yo, cuts suck. Your cuts of meat are just real bad.
That's another line of dialogue from Rocky. Your cuts are so bad, man.
Yes, so that's how it starts.
He just walks in and says, your cuts are so bad. He's like, I bet I can box you and win.
Now, Sylvester Stallone says, you a boxer? And Apollo Creed's like, yeah, man, I'm a big boxer. And then he's like, well, I don't think you're that great, man. I'm going to take you down.
But how does that take up, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours?
No, see, then after he's like, I don't think...
How far are we into the movie at this point?
We're about 20 minutes. We've gotten some backstory. We see how he's struggling, and he wants to have the best meat, but he don't have the best meat.
You're completely changing what the premise of the movie is.
And then Mr. T comes in, he's like, this sucks. And Sylvester Stallone is like, I'm going to show you, man.
Who's Maria?
Maria is the bag boy.
What? You're saying that is... it's like...
Butcher grocery store?
It's like Brokeback Mountain? Because Maria is at the very end. He yells out, Maria!
It's a bag lady.
Bag lady, okay.
Bag lady. She wraps up the meat in that paper that they have at butcher shops.
You mean butcher paper?
Yes. And then she gives it to Mr. T, and Mr. T hits on her. And that's when Sylvester Stallone goes nuts.
I thought it was after he was like, you cut some meat up bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The dialogue.
Well, see, Mr. T says, you cut the meat real bad. Well, that's Sylvester Stallone's voice. you cut the meat real bad, fool. And I don't like your face.
You're going Cosby.
No, I'm going Red Fox. Okay, so he goes, I don't like your face. And you go for a real pretty.
He didn't say that she was his girlfriend.
Your future love interest is real hot.
I feel like that's irony in the traditional sense.
What do you mean?
Irony, like in plays, mm-hmm. is information that the audience knows but the characters don't.
Oh, okay.
Or is that dramatic irony? I don't know. I know more about classic... No. Tragedies in music than I do about Mr. T.
How can you say that Rocky's not a classic tragedy?
Because he
doesn't... It's gotta be based on something Greek, right?
No, it's based on Philadelphia.
the movie with Tom Hanks that came out like 10 years later?
No, it was based in Philly.
I know it's based in Philly.
And he punches...
That's why he's doo-wopping.
Wait. Is there a terrible plot line where the Liberty Bell isn't cracked, but then he punches it and it cracks? Because I think that would be great.
Okay, so that's one of the more...
Wait, that's what he has to pay back. There's a Liberty Bell.
Yes.
And he goes up and he punches it because he's so mad at Mr. T, cracks it, does not have anywhere near the money to replace the Liberty Bell.
And so he has to...
He has to box Mr. T.
I keep wanting to say he's wrestling. I don't know why.
Because we talked about Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
You know Todd Barry's in that.
I did. I did know that.
It's funny.
Well, here's the thing. So we've got it established that Sylvester Stallone runs the worst butcher shop in Philadelphia. His love interest, Maria, is the bag lady who her only job is to put butcher paper on the meat. And then Mr. T comes in like a hot shot and he says, "Your cuts suck and I think she's pretty." And Sylvester Stallone says, "We'll fight you." And then he starts training. And where's there's a mom.
Old guy? Who's the old guy?
The old guy is his pappy.
His pappy?
Yes, it's not his real dad, but it's just a guy who he's always looked up to, comes in the butcher shop a lot, and does the crossword puzzle.
Where's the thing where he has the raw eggs?
That is during the training montage. You know how long the training montage is? At least 45 minutes. And that's where he cracks the Liberty Bell, and he's like, "Oh, man, no, I gotta fight Mr. T for real."
Wait. It's either one or the other. It's not both.
It's both. You gotta have multiple points of conflict here that all tie together in the end.
It's not tying together. It's just saying, "Oh, now I really gotta fight him."
Okay, so the subplot is that he has to pay back the Liberty Bell, and he's been searching for a way to pay back the Liberty Bell.
He did it before. This is...
Okay.
And he's like, "How am I gonna do this while still maintaining my manliness?" And he's like, "Better get Mr. T to come into my butcher shop."
Okay, so now he's eating raw eggs, he's punching bags, he's running upstairs.
And then he's like, "I gotta tenderize this meat or I'm gonna be late on this order." And that's where he punches the steak.
Does he do that in the movie?
Yeah, that's a famous thing.
Wow, so I kind of got that.
That's the only reason I mentioned butcher shop.
Oh, see, I didn't know. So there's that, and
treat
then
like boxing, stick and move. Larry, you ain't got to explain anything. That's Biggie Smalls.
So
Notorious B.I.G.
We're at an hour now, at least, right?
For the 45-minute wait.
I'd say like, okay, we said we were 20 minutes, and this is like an hour five. And this is a 2-hour movie?
That's what I think we're at.
Okay.
So how do we fill out?
Okay,
and then five more minutes.
There's a part in the movie where he tells Maria that he loves her, but Maria's like, "I'm with Mr. T."
It's a spot on Maria. That sounds like every woman that you could just talk on the phone.
"I am with Mr. T."
You went deeper.
"I'm with Mr. T."
"I'm with Mr. T now."
Okay, so that's... Matias will be playing the role of Maria. Okay, so they're together, and that makes him super mad. And so,
Wait, but at the end, that doesn't match up with the end, because, like, after he gets beaten by Mr. T, he's like, "Maria!"
That's because he sees her walking off with Mr. T.
It's a distress thing, and it's a tragedy in that respect, where he's left with nothing.
He's left with nothing, but that's why there are five more Rockies after this.
And the next one, I know that the Russian guy, because this was in the 80s.
Yes.
Are we just going to do the plots of Rockies?
Sure.
Okay, so we're done with that one. Uh-huh. Tragedy, he loses Maria, loses a fight, and he can't pay back the Liberty Bell, so he starts having to pull tricks on the street.
Sounds great. And the second one.
And the second one starts off. He's lost the butcher shop, living on the streets. But
to some Soviets that opened up a cheaper butcher shop across the street, right?
But, no, he already had to save it. You can't forget that he was going to lose it if he didn't win the fight.
Okay, so he lost it because he didn't win the fight.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Then there's this Russian hotshot.
Yes.
He's a tall guy, ends up killing Mr. T in the ring. And Rocky's like, how'd you do that?
Oh, man. And then, but, you know, he didn't like Mr.
Apollo
T.
Apollo Creed wears American flag pants.
See, he didn't like Mr. T, but he goes to his funeral. That, I think, is shows that he has...
is homeless and needs some food.
No, he's not homeless. He's living with Pappy.
Oh, he's living with Pappy. Yeah. What happens with Maria in the beginning? She just come crawling right back to the homeless guy.
Well, she realizes after
she goes after the Russian guy.
Oh, she does?
No.
Oh, no, she realizes after Mr. T dies that she always wanted to be with Sylvester Stallone, which is just a terrible move because it's like, oh, no, he's dead. I guess I want you. So anyway, he's trying to make it.
The Russian guy, I think the actor has the same birthday as me, but he's actually Swedish.
Oh.
Or something like that. Anyway, okay, so training. It's basically
he goes to the funeral. And while he's at the funeral, the Russian guy spits in his face. And they have a fight over the casket.
And he has to lose.
He loses again, and then while the Soviet guy's walking away, he's like, aww. Okay, so they fight at the funeral.
Rocky loses.
Rocky loses real bad.
Maria runs off with the Russian guy. She is a floozy.
Yeah, and so Rocky's like, man, I even have even less than I did like 15 minutes ago. And they just ran out of lady fingers.
You have the best lines of Rocky that I've heard.
Wasn't that the tagline for Rocky 2? Rocky 2. They just ran out of lady fingers.
They just ran out of lady fingers. No. It was... Is this a free bar? What's it called?
This is a hot bar?
Not hot bar. What is it when... You're going that way. I was going for it. I was drinking.
Is this an open bar?
Open bar. Is this open bar? That doesn't sound as good. Oh. How long have these egg rolls been out?
Rocky 2. USS, are you kidding me?
USS, are you kidding me? Okay, then she gets back on his feet. He gets a job.
Pappy dies.
Not yet.
Not yet.
They have to train a little bit.
A little bit. Then Pappy, in a moment of foreshadowing, tells him the most important piece of advice he's ever told him. And then he croaks. Rocky finds himself at another funeral.
another fight. Some more lady fingers. And
see,
he's gone.
No. The Soviet guy comes to this funeral out of disrespect. Rocky is so upset about Pappy that this time
he's like Pappy.
He just beats up the Soviet guy so bad.
But they have to fight in the ring.
No, he beats him up. But then the Soviet guy says, like, oh, that didn't count, man.
That's a spot on Soviet accent, if I've ever heard one.
He goes,
that don't count, man.
He says, whoa. If you want to beat me up this bad, you have to come to ring and do it, man.
You're pulling Rob Schneider.
Okay, so yeah, he beats him up just to the point of where he's got like the bloody fake nose that you get in movies, and he's wiping
the fake bloody nose, not the bloody fake nose.
He's getting a little bit of blood that he wipes off his mouth, and he says something like, nobody makes me bleed my own blood. I don't remember what movie that's from.
That's from Dodgeball. Don't bring Dodgeball.
That's from Dodgeball?
Yeah.
I thought that was from something more famous than Dodgeball. When I think about it, you know what Dodgeball gave the modern lexicon? No one makes me bleed my own blood, and I just threw up in my mouth a little.
That's before that.
Really?
Just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I thought that was from Dodgeball.
I've heard it before, and elsewhere. Places where I don't think they would have sourced.
Is Christine Taylor in Dodgeball?
Who's that?
Ben Stiller's wife?
Yeah.
I used to have a big crush on her. I think I still have a big crush on her, but she's like 20 years older than me.
She was in Zoolander too.
Yes, and she was Sally Sitwell.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I think that they might even have that in Arrested Development. Just threw up in my mouth a little bit there.
Yeah, probably. That's why I think it came from that, because Arrested Development did that. I don't know. I was listening to something with Henry Winkler today.
What was it? Was it just the audio of... I can't think of anything else other than Arrested Development and...
Happy Days?
Happy Days.
Waterboy.
You were just listening to Waterboy?
No, I was listening to an interview with Henry Winkler where he said he met the guy who came up with the term Jump the Shark. And he was a really nice guy.
Henry Winkler is a nice guy.
And Henry Winkler is like the nicest guy, and he has a learning disability, and he has a degree from some Ivy League school. I think it's Yale.
Yale. Where were we in the?
They'd gone to the second funeral for Pappy.
His fake nose was bleeding,
and he was bleeding his own blood. And he said, "We settle this in the ring in 2 days
after I play some hockey." Yeah. It's not 2 days. They have a full. Sequence where there's the training where Rocky's like in the woods and on the mountain fighting and punching and running and like pulling logs and stuff, and then it splices that. I know this part. It splices it against the Soviet guy like hooked up to 1980s computers and like getting shot up with
roids. Okay. Let's say it's 2 weeks. How about 2 weeks?
That's still not enough to
get in shape. A month.
That's still not enough.
It's not enough time to get in shape, but it's a movie. 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks is when you really start to see. 8 weeks. 8 weeks is when you really start to see changes to your physicality, for better or for worse. Say that.
Rocky gets really fat.
And then he just opens up a better butcher.
He just sits there and gets punched. And he's like, "It's not hurting."
Not hurting. No. Where were we?
Training.
Okay. So he's training, but there's also a scene. After, well, at the funeral where the Soviet guy leaves and he's like, "Come on, Maria." And Maria's like, "No." And he's like, "Come on, Maria." And okay, I can't do a Soviet accent. "Come on, Maria."
What is that? Where is that? I'm just trying to identify where. Like, "Come on, Maria." Where is that?
You do a Soviet accent.
I don't know. I'm not good at it, but
in
I also.
In Soviet Russia.
"Come on, Maria."
"Come on, Maria." Oh, "Come on, Maria."
You're going Italian.
Okay. Screw the accents.
Good.
Except
they're funny. Because he was, "Come on, Maria."
"Come on, Maria."
Marie. Okay.
So he says, "Come on, Maria." Maria's like, "No." He's like, "Come on, Maria." And she's like, I see now that you're a jerk."
It wasn't when he spit and then beat up.
No. See, Maria's been an idiot for at least two movies, and Rocky still keeps giving her a chance because he can't find anybody better because he's too busy training, and so he's like, "Well, she's around. I guess she's my best bet." And so it's a montage scene. Not the splice scene yet. There's a montage before that montage where Maria and Rocky are on the Tunnel of Love.
How is that a montage?
They're on
it's
the Tunnel of Love.
It's just a montage of them, like, getting on.
No,
riding it.
They're on the Tunnel of Love, and while they're in the Tunnel of Love, it has flashbacks to all the great times they've had, and it's mostly just shots of Maria putting meat into paper.
I was going to say, there's not anything established where...
No, there's not, which is great, because they don't have much to pull from, and you don't really feel like the characters should be together. Anyway, so they get out of the Tunnel of Love, and then they get ambushed by some of the Soviet guy's friends.
Amigos.
And they make it out of it, but it's a sticky wicket, and he gets beat up a little bit, and... Then there's the montage of him training to be better than ever, and there's a little superimposed picture of Pappy like in every scene saying, "You go, Rocky," in the echoey voice that only dead people have in movies. "You go, Rocky."
Because of what you said, it just sounded like Bullwinkle.
What I was thinking was,
"Oh, you know, Rocky."
It can either be like that, or it can be like Troll 2, where the grandpa just appears all of a sudden.
And then he's gone, and then he's there.
"Watch out!"
He didn't have a country accent. "Watch out, yo!"
No, every time he was in the movie, his eyes were really big.
"Watch out.
watch out, Timmy, or whatever the kid's name was.
Nilbog.
Nilbog. How did no one know that Nilbog was not Goblin backwards? It took an hour and 45 minutes to figure that out. Yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other movie that I know the plot to.
Yep.
I don't know the plot to Rocky 2. We're almost to the end of Rocky 2, actually.
There are six. Oh, I have no idea where you go after 2.
I think we just do a quick recap of the other
four. I know Rocky 6, or Rocky 5, Rocky 6.
Did you see it?
Nope. I watched part of it on one of the movie channels because it was on sometime.
Okay. Well, at the end of Rocky 2, he finally wins a fight, and then the last scene of Rocky 2 is him getting married to Maria.
Yeah, like, this is a bad idea, everybody.
And the third one at the beginning, they get a divorce.
But they have a kid.
They do?
They have a kid. It's established in the sixth one.
Okay.
And the kid's like, don't fight, Pappy. Because he adopted Pappy's name.
Really?
No.
Oh.
There's like a new guy, and they did like a simulation, and Rocky beat the simulation of the other boxer. And so he trains, and then he fights, and then he loses, but everybody's like, you are old enough to where you would have died if you weren't good.
Is that the third one?
That's the sixth one. That's the one that's like, why is he doing this again?
Well, we just ran through all the Rockies. In a way.
In a way. That's the big part.
Yeah. I hope you got your 27 minutes worth.
It's 27 minutes.
Yes. I think this might be some of my finest storytelling.
Maria!
Join us next time when maybe we do something.
Maybe.
Thank you for listening to Very Selfish.
Very Selfish. It's for us.
It's for us with Dylan and Matthias. Thank you.
Goodbye.